So should you wish to do metta practice during this session, just like to give a few pointers. One of them is that it's an unconditional quality. Metta is not dependent upon conditions. Meaning, we don't need to feel a certain way to be able to actually sustain, nourish this quality. It's not dependent on feeling a certain way. So there is many more options than one may think. And the attitude of the mind is one of intention, aspiration. So in relationship to what was offered last night, it's not about desire or wanting, but this wholesome intention and staying on the side of just the very open-minded wish, aspiration, to actually wish well or nourish goodness, goodwill. And reminding ourselves that it's not about sending something to another being so they feel well. This is already too complex. So it's not based in wanting for the other, which means that it simplifies a lot. The attitude is one of just a wish. In a way, we are, you can say, in a garden, and you have little seeds, and you just water the seeds, and very naturally, there are conditions. There's rain, and there's sun, just like we have here. Good air, maybe a little more warmth. The seeds will just droop, sprout in their own time. So, in a way, the intention is that seed. Whether we use a phrase or not doesn't much matter. So, one person asks, why use words? Words are just helpful to stay connected, to stay tuned. Otherwise, it's very easy to get dispersed and just lose the connection. So it helps us stay in focus. But there's also, if you feel that you have a stabilized attention, it's completely fine to actually drop the words. And especially if they become kind of automatic and rote. And you may notice actually this, that it may be very mental and you're actually not connecting. The intention to the actual experience of wishes. So here there's little differences. And if we do use phrases, at times it's extremely helpful. You can notice the rhythm of the words and also the tone of your voice. the tone of the voice, should you use word, reveals a lot about the actual flavor or texture that is in your own mind, heart. May I be happy? It happens at times, you know? So, if that's the kind of presence, you just want to be aware. Ooh. There's maybe a lot of force here. And it's very valuable then to just stop, notice, and allow for that emotion to be met, which means that for me it's important, especially in a Vipassana retreat, that we give space to clearly see what is manifesting in terms of what may arise. And just give it space. So here again, it's not to get rid of, push away, reject, that's just another aversion, layer of resistance, but just to allow, open. Then the metta really becomes quite rich, actually. So tone of voice, rhythm of the words, and at times just reflect on the meaning. And at other times dropping the words and just allowing yourself to feel the energetic flavor. Of physical sensation. So unconditional, not needing to feel a certain way. And not creating a certain state. And the other aspect is that it's limitless. Can actually be manifesting or expressing itself, wishing well to people we don't know. Anyone. So if you wish today, you can play around with this possibility. You may choose someone in this retreat or one of the managers you may not know. Or maybe one of the residents here. And just notice what happens as you radiate metta, just kindness to this person. And even if nothing is felt, it's completely fine. So it's very simple. It's the very simple wish, aspiration. And not being so concerned about getting something or feeling something, about the outcome. So we'll be starting. Please remember to sit in a comfortable posture. And if it feels like too much doing, then you can always tune into the receptive mode. Relaxing into your heart, maybe the chest, just feeling yourself seating. And you may want to start with one or two reflections, remembering that the proximate cause is to be able to see the good. And then nourish the practice in the way that feels appropriate to you. And if we haven't already, taking a few moments, few minutes, to just settle the attention in a receptive mode. Just being with this attitude of noticing the impact, receiving, the energy of metta, or anything that is manifesting right now for you with kindness, just with care, supporting an attitude of openness, allowing. And also being careful, attentive to not force. This is done with delicacy, gentleness, the caring attitude. Again, if we're in the garden, we're not going to press on the petals to open them. So with care, as you would treat the flowers. Or a small bird. And once again, ending the sitting as we feel is appropriate for us, depending on what is the mood of the moment. You may just sit still and be in silence for the rest of the sitting, just appreciating the moment. Or you may wish to radiate this metta. around you. In a very spontaneous, natural way, very simple wish, may all who are in this environment, in this room, be well, be happy, be safe. And if you wish, this metta can even radiate further beyond the walls of this room and naturally be manifesting, expressed towards the managers, cooks, people living in this area. And even further, to the extent that you wish. If people come to mind, just wishing them well.